Do, the magician. John Do brings you a repeat performance of his mystifying Assyrian money changer trick. Yes, by popular demand, once more you can get this thrilling magic trick for just 25 cents in coin. 1/4 and a White King granulated soap box top, or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, mailed to John Do, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then lift the block, and behold, in place of your penny, there's a silver dime. Here's an amusing pocket trick for you men, an entertaining party trick for you ladies, and a trick with which you boys and girls can mystify all your young friends. Just send 1/4 and a White King soap box top, or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to John Do, Los Angeles 21. Send for your money changer trick tonight. Long after Frank Chandler carries Dorothy across the jungle clearing into the bungalow, she lies unconscious as if under a spell. It is Betty who discovers the curious metal necklace her mother is wearing. As Chandler removes it and throws it violently from the house, Dorothy opens her eyes. Terrified, she insists that she has seen a tiger. Chandler convinces her it was only a dream, although he now knows the uncanny Dr. Shaw is experimenting with a strange, evil force he has discovered. Later, Robert Regent returns to the bungalow with word that he has seen a tiger on the jungle path. And at that moment, a wild cry comes from the clearing. They rush to the door. At the foot of the high steps stands a great tiger, purring like some monstrous cat. As they watch, it turns away, disappearing into the jungle. Now, the following morning, Chandler stops in the hall just outside Regent's room. Chandu, the magician.
Dot.
Just a moment, Frank.
How is he?
Let's not talk here. He says he's all right, but he looks dreadful. He's asleep again now.
I wish now he'd stayed in the hospital in Bangkok, not come here at all.
Hey, Frank, there's somebody in the kitchen.
I know there is. He's getting us some breakfast.
Who is?
His name's Tao.
Where did he come from? You haven't been out.
Oh, yes, I have.
With that tiger running loose?
It hasn't been seen since last night. I spoke to 3 or 4 of them natives.
You spoke to them? Did they actually talk to you?
Oh, yes. Yes, they're afraid not to.
I can't imagine why, after last night.
Well, that's why Tao's dropping things in the kitchen. Do you feel more like yourself this morning?
Oh, I feel as if I'd come back from the dead.
Poor Dot.
Oh, don't say that. It's a wonderful feeling. If it weren't for Robert being... Bob, for heaven's sake, Dad's asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom. Uncle Frank, I saw you out in the clearing. Did you see the tiger again?
No. No, Dr. Shaw.
You don't think we were all dreaming last night?
Hardly. Every native in the village saw the knew the tiger was here.
Oh, good morning, Mother. Morning, Uncle Frank.
Morning, darling.
Oh, it's so nice to have you back. Where's Daddy?
Asleep. Oh, Frank. You don't think Dr. Shaw could possibly have that tiger shut up in there, in his workshop?
Oh, Mom, for Pete's sake.
Dr. Shaw's not there, Dot. But wherever he is, the tiger must be found and killed.
Well, not by you,
I hope. But Uncle Frank...
Well, there, that's for me.
Well, the natives will help. As far as they're concerned, this is just a tiger like any other.
Well, isn't it?
No. Now, you see... Well, seems we have a visitor.
Boy, he'd walk faster than that if he knew there were a tiger running around here somewhere.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I am Captain Yap Hong of the government police.
Come in.
Thank you. Are you Dr. Aeon Shaw?
Oh, no, my name's Chandler. This is my sister, Mrs. Regent, her daughter, and her son.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Well, sit down, won't you?
Thank you. Mrs. Regent, it was your husband who came here from Bangkok a few days ago?
Yes.
Alone?
Yes, but please don't ask me to call him unless it's really necessary. He's very tired.
How did you know about my father, Captain?
Oh, I learned it from the boatman who brought him here.
It's too bad you didn't come 2 or 3 days ago. We really needed you then.
Dr. Shaw has caused trouble for you?
I don't quite know how to answer that, Captain.
There have been some strange stories about Dr. Shaw, sir. I have been sent here to investigate them.
I've been wondering why it hasn't been done before.
You know Dr. Shaw?
Yes, I've known him for years.
Where is he at the moment?
I don't know. I understand he's been conducting some experiments here.
You know of those experiments?
Well, not very much.
Mr. Chandler, you will understand my position, sir. I know only that for some reason you have come to this most remote village bringing your family.
I understand. I'll show you my credentials. Here you are.
Oh, you are Mr. Frank Chandler. How is it you associate yourself with Dr. Shaw?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that, Captain.
Captain, if the authorities in Bangkok know the things that go on in these jungle villages, why isn't anything done about them?
The jungle people are entitled to their own beliefs, Mrs. Regent.
You wouldn't be so broad-minded if they'd almost killed you.
The village people.
They had Mother shut up in a hut over there by the temple for days. They were going to let a cobra bite her.
Oh, I have heard of the ceremony of sacrifice. Mr. Chandler, why did you not send for us?
Well, surely you know that by the time I could get word to Bangkok. But let's not go into all that again. We're talking about Dr. Shaw.
Can you be certain he did not have a hand in the ceremony?
Not at all. In fact, I'm quite sure he did.
Foreigners. It is always the foreigners who demoralize our people.
No foreigner thought up that cobra god.
Oh, Bob, never mind. We'll soon be away from here.
Mr. Chandler, your business with Dr. Shaw is finished?
Quite finished, Captain. I'd hoped we could go this morning, but... Oh, you don't know about the tiger.
A tiger? Here. Oh, you are mistaken. Oh,
we all saw it, Captain. My brother insists it must be found and killed before we can go.
You see, Captain, there's some connection between the tiger and Dr. Shaw's experiments.
If I had not seen the list of supplies Dr. Shaw has recently ordered, I could not believe you.
What kind of supplies?
I will show it to you.
Yes.
A most peculiar list of items for a physician engaged in medical research only. You agree?
What's on it, Uncle Frank?
Do you mind if I look?
Oh, no.
It is not secret, Mrs. Regent. Dr. Shaw ordered all this quite openly. Doubtless he thought we were too ignorant to understand what it was.
But what does he want with all that fine wire? He's got enough stuff here to build a cyclotron.
He's going to make a powerful magnet, Bob.
A magnet? Why, Mr. Chandler?
When we've killed the tiger, you'll see. And since you have the authority, I'd advise you to look into Dr. Shaw's workshop and destroy everything you find.
You believe that will end his experiments?
Well, it should help. You aren't alone, of course, Captain.
Except for the crew of the small boat. What you call a launch, I believe. Are you inviting me to your tiger hunt?
Will you come?
If the village will provide beaters, certainly.
Now, Mom, don't give me that look. I'm going, too.
You certainly are not.
What could you do, Bob? You haven't even a gun.
Uncle Frank hasn't either, yet.
Oh, there are guns aboard the launch, Mr. Chandler. Have you ever shot a tiger?
No, I hate killing animals. Have you?
Oh, yes. I was obliged to live in India for some time. I will come back with my crew and the guns.
Why, Tao, what are you doing out there? I thought you were in the kitchen.
Oh, Sahib, my people beg you will come to kill the great tiger.
Come in. Shut the door. We'll expect you in a half hour or so, Captain.
Thank you.
Who is this guy, Uncle Frank?
You're supposed to be the cook. Tao, you know I told your people I'd help them kill the tiger. What's happened?
Well, you must come now. This tiger...
Wait a minute. You mean it's here in the village again?
Bob, come back here.
I'm just looking out the door, Mom. Hey, Captain, step on it. The tiger's around somewhere again.
Sahib Chandler, the tiger is possessed of an evil spirit.
Well, tell me what you mean.
Sahib, the tiger!
Don't be afraid, Tao. It won't come in here.
Oh, I hope it really won't. Mother, aren't you scared to death?
Well, of course I am.
You don't look it.
Well, just a minute, Betty. I want to know what Tao means.
He is a great tiger. No man in the village has seen a tiger like him.
Well, I've seen it, you know.
But he walks like... I do not know how to say it, Sab. Like walking in sleep. You understand?
Oh, I do. Just as I saw it in that awful dream.
Now from the jungle pool, it is watching. Watching. Oh, you are great, Sahib. The Cobra God obeys your words. Make the tiger die. Make him die, Sahib.
Listen, Tao. Does anyone in the village know where Dr. Shaw has gone?
No. No. Always he comes and goes. No man knows. But the tiger, I...
Tao, you'll have to pull yourself together. We'll need beaters if the tiger goes back into the jungle. Are your people afraid to go with us?
The tiger will kill us. One by one, if he does not die.
All right. I'll let you know and we'll start. Go and tell them.
Oh, I will tell them, Saab. I will tell them.
If the tiger's right there by the spring, you can pick him off from Dr. Shaw's workshop. You won't need to get up a big hoopla.
No, that's true.
What can Dr. Shaw have done to make the tiger act that way? I could just see it as Tao spoke.
Yes, so could I.
Is Dr. Shaw trying to hypnotize all the animals in the jungle, or what?
That may be just what he's doing. To begin...
What?
I knew of another man who tried to do that once.
Uncle Frank, do what?
Just imagine what would happen if every animal on Earth turned against man.
Oh!
Household pets, rabbits, sheep, horses.
Oh, stop, Frank. What are you saying?
It's appalling. But that may be exactly what Dr. Shaw is trying to do. And he's begun with the animals at hand. A tiger.
You asked for it, so here it is, back by popular demand. Once more, Chandu offers you his amusing and mystifying magic trick that changes pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents. Just a quarter and a White King granulated soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles, 21. Listen. You lay a penny on a table in plain sight. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block, the money-changing block. So coot, you say. Now take away the block. The penny has disappeared, and you see a bright silver dime instead. Do the trick over and over and over. Send for your Assyrian money changer right away. Just mail a quarter and a White King soap box top or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Los Angeles, 21. You will get your money changer by return mail, postpaid. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.